Okay, Shavuot Tov. We're beginning Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim today. And again, the name speaks for itself. These are issues with Korbanos. If you recall in the past, we've done issues with Kohanim. Now we're going to deal with issues with Korbanos. First, start with the Koseres, with the various mitzvos. The Rambam says, Yesh b'chol and shmona mitzvos, shtei mitzvos aseh, v'sheish mitzvos los aseh. So there are two positive, six negative commandments. Zehu proper. First, shalola echol kachim. So you can never eat a korban that has or had when it was sacrificed, a mum, or became pasul. Number two, shalol le'achol pigol. Okay, not to eat pigol. That's a whole other halachic area. We'll get into that in detail later. Shalol yosir kachim la'achar zmanam. Okay, you can never leave korbanos left over after their time that they're chayv to be eaten. Shalol yochal nosar. You're not allowed to eat leftover korbanos. Shalol yochal kachim shenitmu. You can't eat kachim that became tameh. If a person is tamei, he should not consume kachim. Lisrofa nosar, there's a positive commandment to burn leftover korban. And finally, lisrofa tamei, that means that, what it called, you burn any korban that's become tamei. Okay, paragraph. That's a long parak, but we'll get through it. Paragraph alachalav, kol psul mavoda mutarim lishko kachim mechatzilah. So the Rambam starts off by saying, any kohen who's pasul from avoda, as well as obviously a non-kohen, it's permitted for them to slaughter korbanos, but if you look kachim kachim, even if it is the highest level korban, chutz min atameh shein shochet lechachila, except for someone who is tameh, that person cannot shecht. Ve'afi shu chutz lazara, and even if he's standing outside the base of mikdash, so to speak, u'pashat yadav v'shachat be'azara, let's say he stuck his hands in, shechted the animal inside the azara, even though he was outside, but his hands were inside, gzeira shem yigav abasar, it's still an issue, because maybe we're concerned he'll touch the actual meat. Halacha beis, v'im avar v'shachat zevach kasher. Now, let's say a person who was tameh shechted the animal, the korban's still kasher. V'chein par kohen gadol shem kippurim. Even the par of the kohen gadol, the bull of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, afi shenem arba b'shechad aron im shechto zar kasher. Even though the Torah says that Aaron's the one who's supposed to shecht it, if a non-kohen shechted it, it's still good. Af paraduma shechad azar kshira. Even a paraduma, the red heifer, that's shechted by a non-kohen, it's still be kasher. Shein lecha shechita psul bazar. Because definitionally, shechita can never be pasul by a non-kohen. Let's say someone shechs a korban, but he didn't have intention for the purpose of shechting it. He was just like messing around. Now that korban's puzzle until you have the right intention. So a person shouldn't shech two heads, meaning two animals at the same time. But if you did shech both of them at the same time, it would still be considered kashrim. Two people are allowed to go ahead and shecht an animal together, as a korban. So someone's underneath the age of 13, they should not shecht a korban, even if there's an adult, let's say, standing over them, keeping an eye on them. Because korbanos require the proper thought, and halachically speaking, a minor does not have the right thoughts. Even if we could tell through his actions what his intent is, we don't look at that as a method of being lenient, rather to be machmer. So what's an example of this? Let's say the animal that's ready to be shechted is standing in the south of the azara, and the katan sticks out his hand and brings it into the north part, the shachta, right, and shechts it there. So it's clear he knows about the halach of the shechita. It's clear the fact that he moved the animal into the northern part. He knows his intention to shecht it as a korban. Nonetheless, harei zu psula, it's still considered a pasul korban. Let's say you have a korban of the highest level that's shecht in the wrong makom, i.e. in the south. Or let's say the Kabbalah, the accepting of the blood and the kli, it was done in the south. In both cases, the korban is pasul. Now, haya omid bedarom. Let's say someone's standing in the southern part of the mikdash, v'hoshed yadol l'tzafon, and he extends his hands into the northern part where you're supposed to shech, v'shachat, shechita sokshera. In that case, the shechita would be good. Alachates, haya omid bedarom, but let's say he's standing in the south, v'hoshed yadol, and he sticks his hands out into the north, v'kibel hadam, to accept the blood in the kli, kabbalas psula. That would not be a good accepting of the blood. Alachyod, now hechnis roshov ruba l'tzafon. Let's say he stuck both his hand and the majority of his body in the north. Even if his legs are not there, it's as if he's standing in the northern part of the Mikdash. Now, shachta b'tzafon. Let's say he shechted it in the north, ufarchasa, and let's say the animal is like seizing up, it's convulsing right before death, v'yatsa sadarim, and it moves into the south. Afilu hotzio ladarim, even if he actually took it to the south, kshera, it's still kasher. Farchasa v'yatsa sadarim, v'chazo tzafon. And let's say it was seizing up, and it was convulsing, it moves, it goes into the south, and then goes back to the north while it's shaking. V'acha kivol dama b'tzafon, and then after that, you accepted the blood, you received the blood in the clean in the north, kshera, still kasher. The lower level kavanos shahayu b'fnim that were inside the amar chutz lazara, and let's say they are outside the azara, v'echnes yado l'fnim, but he sticks his hands inside the shachat and shaks it, shchitaso kshera, the shchita would still be considered good. Alachin beis hechnes yado, let's say he was standing outside the azara, the kibel, and he accepted the blood, kabbalaso psula, the kabbalah is not good. Afil hechnes rosh ruva, even if his head and most of his body are inside. Even if the Kohen is completely inside, and let's say just a little bit of his hair, like the locks of his hair are outside the Azara, the Avodas Apostle, why? You have to be entirely in for it to work. Again, let's say the animal is having convulsions prior to death, and it leaves the Azara, Achar Kabbalah's Dhamma, after the Dhamma is already accepted, Naklik, Shera, it's still good. Shafil Yatsu, Ha'imurin, because even if the limbs and organs of the animal, Babasa, the flesh, Kodan Zrika, goes outside the Mikdash prior to sprinkling the blood in the Mikdash on the Mizbeach, the Kache Kalim, Hazeva Kasher, by the minor Korbanos, the Korban is still considered Kasher, Kamo Sheyiz Bar, as the Rama will explain. Alakidal, Haisab Hema Kulu Bifnim. Let's say the entire body of the animal was inside the Mikdash, Varaglea Bachutz, but his legs were out. The shachta hazeva pasul. If you do shchita in that situation, the korban is pasul. Shneimar ba'aviyum la'Hashem ashtu kula b'fnim. In such a case, the entire animal must be inside the mikdash. Okay. Alach etezva. Shachta b'hi kula b'fnim. Let's say I shechted it while it was completely inside the base of mikdash. V'akagar chotzia raga l'chutz. And after that, before the Kabbalah, but after that, it stuck its, let's say, one of its legs outside. Choseich abasar ashtu magia l'etzem. So you cut off the flesh until you get to the bone. And then you can go ahead and receive the blood. But let's say you did the Kabbalah first, you accepted the blood first, and then afterwards you cut it down to the bone. Puzzle. Why? Because of the fat of the meat that's on the outside, that was outside the mikdash. By minor sacrifices, you don't have to be as machmir and cut off that area. Just kind of reach out, bring the leg of the animal back into the azara, and do Kabbalah. Shabasar kachekalim, because the flesh of a minor korban, shiyatza kodem zrika, that leaves the mikdash prior to sprinkling of the blood, is still considered kasher. Lach design. Tala behima, the shachta b'avir. Let's say you hung up the animal, like from the roof, so to speak, and you shechted it while it was still in the azara, b'avir azara, psula, it's still pasul. So again, the animal isn't on the ground. Shnerma al yerach hamizbeach, ach yishchot b'aret. So we learn that from the Torah, it must actually be on the ground at the time of shlita. So no levitating shlitas. Let's say the animal was on the ground, the nitla, and then it gets hung up, the shachat, right? And then it was shechted while it was hanging, and it's still hanging. The kache kachim, in this case, the kache kachim is possible. For the higher level sacrifices, it's possible. But the kache kachim, it's kasher. But by kache kachim, by kache kalim, by the minor ones, it would be kasher. So in this case, the difference is the animal started off on the ground. In the case before, the animal levitated, so to speak, into the mikdash. Alach yud ches. Shachat miut simana b'chutz v'gvar b'fnim. Let's say you shechted some of the simanim. Remember, the simanim are the areas that you must shech, you must cut through by the esophagus and the trachea for shechita to be good. Let's say you did some of them. The gemar of them, you finish it off inside the base of mikdash. Osha shechem yutam adarum. Let's say you shechted some of them in the south, the gemar of mitzafon, and you finish them in the north, psulim. Not good. Sheishana l'shechita mitchilas avatzo. Because you need to have, it has to be a continuous action from the beginning to the end of the shechita. Alach yotes, a nitla v'kibel dam mitzavar behema. Let's say the animal was hung up and you did the Kabbalah, okay, from the neck of the animal, Muneches Bekarka, that was still on the ground, Pasul. Shein Derech Sheres Bekach. This is not the way, appropriate way of serving God. Lachachaf. Haya Ome Bazara. Let's say someone's standing inside the base of Mikdash area, Vitala Hamizarek Biyado, and he hung like the Kli to accept the blood over his arm, Vikibel Damba Avir. Now he accepts the Dam in the air, like holding in the air, Oshik Biya Behema. Well, let's say he lifted the animal off the ground to get the dam, the kibel dam, ba'avir, kasha, that would still be good. Sha'avir hamakom kimakom, because the air above, the space above the place is considered like the actual place itself. So that would actually be technically good. Lachaval. Now, not some mizrach, let's some mizrach, kibla kasher. Let's say I put one kli that I was going to accept the blood in, inside another kli that's going to accept the blood in, and I got the Kabbalah inside, it's kasher. Mimino in a chotetz. Why? Because we say when you have two of the same min, here it's kli and kli, it's not considered a foreign object. So even though it's two physical kelim, it's considered like one. Let's say someone put some fibers inside the kli and then got the blood inside, it'll still be kasher. Because the fibers are very porous, right? The blood will still get in there. It's not considered a foreign object. Aval. But let's say someone put in there a handful of flour from the mincha, and there was kmitza was mixed up with the fiber, then it would be possible. At that point, that's considered a chatzitza. Halacha base. Kabbalah Saddam behol chasa le mizbeach uzukasa. So at post-shchita, the other three most important avodas, there's the receiving of the blood, walking the blood to the mizbeach, and sprinkling it. V'chein holachas evarim lekevesh. So too, walking the limbs and the organs to the ramp. Kolachas me'ilo enak shera. All these are not kasher ela b'kohen a kasher avoda. These all can only be done by kohen who's kasher avoda. So for instance, a kohen who's a ba'amun can do this. K'moshi b'arnu, the kmitza samincha b'milikas of. So just like by kmitza and the mincha, and the slaughtering of the bird, these three other avodas can only be done by a kohen, whereas shchita can be done by a non-kohen as well. Halacha gimel b'halacha shalob regla in halacha. Halacha, the walking of the blood to the mizbeach and the ivarim to the mizbeach must be done walking on the ground. V'vika kohen gadol shekivel as adam. Therefore, a kohen gadol that accepted the blood v'amad bimkomo, and let's say he stood in his place, v'zark on mizbeach and like chucked it from his place all the way to the mizbeach, nifsal hazevach. That would make the korban pasul. One second. Lacha balad, kibal bimino, but not on the smolo. Let's say that the Kohen got the blood in the kli in his right hand and then put it into his left hand. Yachsel imino, he should put it back in his right. Kibal b'kli chol, nifsal zeva. If the Kabbalah was done in a vessel that is not sanctified for the Mikdash, the korban's possible. Kibal b'kli kodesh, let's say the blood was captured in the kli that's hekdesh, that's consecrated for the Mikdash, but nasal b'kli chol, but then was poured into a non-hekdesh one. Yachsel l'fei kodesh, you should pour it back into the holier kli. Lachafe. Nishbach min kli al ritzvah asvo kasher. Let's say the blood spills out of the kli onto the floor. You can sweep it up and put it back in. That's good. Aval in nishbach mitzavar v'heim al ritzvah. But let's say the blood spills out from the neck of the animal onto the floor, v'asafo, and then you take it off the floor, v'nosel kli sharis, and pour and try to put it into the kli, nifsal zevach. The whole korban becomes possible. Lachavav. Nishbach mixas adam mitzavar v'heim al ritzvah. Let's say some of the blood from the neck of the animal spilled onto the ground, v'lo asvo. Right, and you didn't collect it from the ground. The kibel miksasa mitzavar behema, but you caught some of the blood coming out of the neck of the animal inside the kli. Areza kasher, it's still good. Why? V'vad sheyazeh adam sheskabel dam nefesh. As long as the blood you're getting is the animal's lifeblood, so to speak. Lo dama tamsis, lo dama or. It can't be the blood that's like concentrated inside the limbs and organ limbs area, nor can it be the blood that's attached to the hides. Lachav zayin. Kol zvachem shekibel damam echad bina psulin lavoda. So any of the korbanos that someone captured the blood on, that's unable to do a vote on the base of Mikdash, pasul. Or shaholech hazadam mizbeach, or walked the blood on mizbeach, or shizarkum mizbeach lechaso, or did sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. So again, if a kohen whose pasul does kabbalah holacha or zrika, nifsal zavak, the whole korban's pasul. Kibel hakasher. Let's say the kabbalah was done by a kohen who was okay to do work. The Nasan Lipsul, but he then gave it over to someone who's pasul, the Lo Halach Bapsul, but the guy who was pasul didn't walk the blood anywhere, Ela Amma Bin Kamo, he just stood in his place, Yachsha the Kasher, he can return it back to the Kasher. Abadam Shalicho, Ha Pasul Avoda, Verzu the Kasher, Velicho. Or, but let's say the case was, is let's say Dam was walked over to the Mizbeach by someone who was pasul for Avoda, and then he gave it back to someone Kasher, who then continued walking it, O Shalicho Kohen Tchila, or let's say the Kohen who was Kasher to work, walked it there first, the Akzir of Anasal Apostle, but then came back and gave it to someone who was Apostle of the Holy Echo, and then he brought it to the Mizbeach. As long as at some point in time there was walking done, carrying the Kli with blood by someone who was Apostle of Oda, whether it's the beginning or the end, it's Apostle. Why? Shari Efshal is talking Dabar Zen. There's just no way of fixing this thing. Let's say the blood was received by someone who was Apostle in the Shadama Nefesh. As long as there's still enough lifeblood left in the animal, Choser HaKasher, the Kohen is Kasher, goes back to the animal, Makabel, Umolach v'zorek. He accepts the blood, does halacha, and then sprinkles it on the mizbeach. Shenap sul navoda osen dama nishra shirayim. Because those who are pasul for voda don't make the remaining blood of the animal bad. Chutz min atame, except for someone who was tame, hovahu royal la avoda b'korban, haba b'tumah, because he is able to do avoda for a korban that comes to tumah, k'mosh v'anru osa shirayim. Keitza kibel atama. So what's the case where atame could do kabbalah? Af al pisha kibel acharav hechshar adam nefesh v'zarko. So even though he now is able to do the kabbalah, if he does a zrika, nifsal zevach, the korban's pasul. Shezeh shekibel hechshar b'achorna shirayimu. Because the person who accepted it, the remaining blood that was good, the eino klum, it's not considered anything. So if he does his zrika at that point, it would be no good. Allah chavtes. V'heima shechasa me'evareha kol shehu. When the smallest amount of substance is removed from an animal, achar shechita, after the animal shechted, koden kabbalah tadam, but prior to kabbalah, nifsal. Afilu tserem be'ozna. Even if it was like the ear of the animal was distorted, koden kabbalah, prior to accepting the blood, do not do the Kabbalah. The animal must be as close to perfect as possible, as complete as possible at the time of accepting the blood. But if you did do Kabbalah from an animal that was missing something, and then you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, that would be considered puzzle. But let's say the animal got that mutilation after the blood was received in the Kli, prior to sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. Even if that flesh was lost prior to the sprinkling of the blood, or nisraf or burnt, as long as there's a kazayas left over of flesh or of the imurin, you can still sprinkle the blood. But if it's not, you shouldn't do zrika. By korban ola, even half a kazayas of flesh, or chati zayas in imurin, since the whole thing is going to be consumed on the mizbeach. If there's less than a gezayis left, don't do zrika. And if you did do zrika, it's not accepted. Nifsal basar kodem zrika. Let's say the flesh became pasul prior to zrika. Or let's say the flesh left the azara, right? You should not do zrika. Vim zara kurtza. But in that case, if you did do zrika, the zrika is accepted. The animal is accepted. Allah alam abeis. Basar kachay kolem. The flesh, the meats of sacrifices that are not as important, that left the mikdash prior to sprinkling of the blood, even though the sprinkling of the blood was done inside, that basar b'chutz, and the flesh was outside, hazeva kasha. Why? Let's say it's because eventually the animal is going to be able to be eaten outside the mikdash. That's because it's a shlamim. The hazrika mo'alas liyotza l'sarpo, and the sprinkling of the blood helps it to when it goes out to be burned, avalola ochlo, right? It helps it to be burned, but not to be eaten. So to the meat of the less important sacrifices, the organs of the lesser sacrifices that went out of the mikdash before zrika, before the sprinkling of the blood, the nizrika dam, and then the blood was sprinkled, behem bechutz, and the imurin is still outside. Lo nifsal zevach, the korban still kasher. V'mechziron maktiron oso. But if it's brought back in, you burn it. Even if you didn't bring it back in, you're still chayav on it for pigol, which we'll explain later. No sar leftover korban and tame. Halacha lamadalad kol zvachim shal yachid. Any korban for the individual. Bein shenitva basar v'achelev kayam. Bein shenitva chelev v'basar kayam. Whether the situation was the flesh became tame and the fats not, or vice versa. Zorek hazadam. You can still proceed with zrika. Nitvu shtein leizrak. But if both the chelev and the basar become tame, you don't do zrika. Nimzar kurtza, but if you did, it's accepted. Shatzitz meratza alatumah, because the beged of the tzitz, the gold plate with the Shem Hashem that was worn by the Kohen Gadol, that helps, so to speak, for a case of tumah. V'cheni murin or evare ola, shenit mubik tiran, so too the organs or the limbs of an ola that became tumah and were burnt. Hatzitz meratza kemosh miyarno, the tzitz helps. The kol korban is a zibor, but when it comes to communal sacrifices, shenit ma basar v'chelev, kulo, that a case where the meat and the fats became tame, zorek as a dam, you still would sprinkle the blood. Allah alamad, hey, dam kachim shiyatza chutz azar nifsal zeva. If I take the blood of the sacrifice prior to zrika and bring it outside the azara, the whole korban's pasul. Now, if you niso, even if I brought it back in, the zarko mizbeach, and I put it on a sprinkle on the mizbeach, lo near it says it's not accepted. Allah alamad, v'chol dam kachim ina makabal tuma klal. All the blood of kachim cannot be makabal tuma, does not accept, does not become tamei. Shenemar b'dam al artish b'chenu kamayim, dam shenishvach kamayim hu, a neshav kamayim. So blood that spilled was like water, But when it comes to, that's by regular blood. But when it comes to dam kachim, the dam of korbanos, she'ino nishpacha mayim, that's not poured out like water, in a makabel tumah. Finally, lachalam zayim, v'dam she'shaka lav chama. So when the sun sets, okay, on the day, and the blood is still present from the animal, it hasn't done zrika, lo nizrach nifsal zeva. The animal is still pasul. Vim zarko, but if he did do it, lo hurtza. The animal is not accepted. Okay, that ends Parak Aleph. We'll pick up Parak Beis tomorrow.